Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the junior senator from the great state of Nevada, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Senator Dean Heller of Carson City. We'll be asking him about Libya and the debt ceiling crisis.
On an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very, very pleased to welcome to the program for the first time as the junior senator from the great state of Nevada, Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you on the program,
Sam,
sir.
Thank you. Great to be with both of you.
As we record this program on Monday the 22nd of August, Libya is about to fall. Gaddafi is pretty close to being gone. Your thoughts on what our involvement should be and our involvement in the Middle East and around the world?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I've noticed at this point that the president hasn't come out with any comments. You know, he's they're talking to him now, giving him some briefings and updates on it, and I haven't seen any comments coming out of the administration yet. So everybody's kind of wondering. We want to jump the gun on this thing. It's going to be very interesting. Obviously, everybody's kind of pleased to see what's going on over there. They just want to make sure that the rebels and those that are bringing down the regime are willing to govern. The key is, can they go from, fighting their government to actually governing? And I think that's going to be the critical role that we're going to see in the next couple of weeks, perhaps the next couple of months,
Should we
can actually move to governance from just rebelling against the cause.
Should it be the United States, or should it be NATO, or who should be the ones that take the lead in terms of supporting this new government?
Well, a multilateral approach, I think, is the best way to take a look at this. And I would probably be much more pleased if the region be far more concerned about Libya and the strength of Libya and the governance of Libya than us here in the United States. We've got much bigger problems in this country than to spend a lot of money, a lot of time and effort in that country when we have an economy the way we have today and obviously job problems we have right here in Washoe County.
We are likely to see the price of gasoline drop tremendously by the fact that there'll be stability. So
that's the
good
anticipation.
News.
That is good news. In fact, I think that's one of the prime causes of the first recession that we got. got into a couple years ago was the increase gasoline prices and the cost of moving goods and services around the country. So that's very good news and hopefully very helpful for the economy.
All right, Osama bin Laden is dead. Is it time to come back from Afghanistan now?
Sooner the better. As far as I'm concerned, sooner the better. Listening to what the soldiers are saying and leadership on the ground with our troops in Afghanistan, they believe it's time to start cranking down. In fact, I believe the president said the same thing and is moving in that direction. I think 10,000 troops are going to be home by the end of the year. I think that's a good move in the right direction.
Senator, you were a no vote on the debt ceiling hiking issue. And
yeah.
I understand, you're kicking the can down the road. It really didn't accomplish anything. But what would have happened if you voting no would have been in the majority and that thing would have never passed? What would have happened to the U.S. economy and our bond ratings?
Well, I mean, what different than what happened when we voted for it? I mean, we got downgraded from AAA to AA plus.
By one house.
Markets dropped over 500 points, nearly 1,000 points during the week. We lost $1 trillion in capital in the country. This is passing. I don't know that it would have been much different, and I was almost certain. And I said that from the beginning. My vote and my effort on this, watch the markets. The markets will tell us whether or not this was a good piece of legislation or a bad piece of legislation. I think the markets were pretty clear, loud and clear, on how bad this debt ceiling vote was. Now, keep in mind, I voted for it twice. I voted under cap and balance that had the balanced budget amendment. I voted for it under the Boehner bill, supported two increases in the debt ceiling. But when they got to the third and the final product, it was so watered down that there was no way that it would make any difference in the economy, no difference in the direction that this country was going economically. I just couldn't support it.
How much pressure did you get from the business community on this?
Business community? I heard from them. But frankly, I have heard probably more in favor of the vote that I cast than those that were opposed to it. Certainly the run-up to it, everybody was all over the place. I have to tell everybody for it, against it, somewhere in the middle. But at the end of the day, I had to assess and take a look at this particular piece of legislation. It was very clear that the bad outweighed the good. And for that reason, I voted against it.
Okay. Another thing, since you have been appointed to the Senate by Governor Sandoval, the Second District of Nevada has had no congressional representation. Thank you, Sam. Without this representation, what harm has come to Nevada, if any, without having FCD2?
Well, I don't know if any harm. I mean, we're following the Constitution in this process. You have a senator resign, appointment is done by the governor, and you have special elections. We have special elections in House seats all over the country every year. Probably a dozen or so, for one reason or another, resignations, someone gets a different job, someone dies in office, so on and so forth. In fact, on September 13th, it won't be the only special election in the country. There's actually another special election going on at the same time in the state of New York, and that's the replacement for Anthony Weiner. So special elections occur all the time. There's 435 members. Certainly everybody wants representation. We need representation. People fighting for us, and I think we're going to have a good candidate or a good representation when this election is over. I would like to see representation at all times. Everybody would. But we're just following the process of the Constitution, and it'll make sense at the end of the day.
If you were still a congressman, you would have a lot to say about the shape of the district. How do you think the district is going to change, once redistricting occurs?
That's a good question.
Do you have a good answer?
I don't know that I have the answer. I think I had an answer prior to to be leaving and moving over to the Senate. I just think what would have happened is I would have lost Clark County. The district would have lost Clark County. Probably would have moved up, probably lost portions of Nye, maybe even Lincoln County, maybe even as high as White Pine County. But and the growth of Joe Heck's district going north probably would have covered it. Now with the with it in the courts, now with a special a group of individuals that are going to decide and determine what the outlines are going to be, I don't know.
And we'll take a break. More with Senator Heller when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow Prepaid Visa Card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to continue our conversation with U.S. Senator Dean Heller. The DREAM Act, as the Sun reported, not enacted in a letter of law, but it is in spirit. Your thoughts on that?
Well, DREAM Act, when it came to the floor, of course, I voted against it. I am one that thinks we have a process of laws here in this country, and I believe we need to follow the laws. I have never supported amnesty. There's so many different forms of amnesty that have come before the House and the Senate. They're even talking about giving illegal immigrants Social Security benefits, which is rough as that program is right now, to think that we're going to expand it to illegal immigrants, all those things. I think we need to follow the letter of the law, and that is that if you come into this country illegally, it's against the law. And I can give you examples of, and after examples, and you're probably aware of many of them, that I think what we need to do is strengthen our borders, follow the laws. And I'll tell you, if there was anything that I would...
What can we do to strengthen the borders? Aren't we pretty much as strong as we possibly can be?
Yeah, but there are others. There are other things we can do. You watch the state of Arizona and the frustration that they had with their bill recently that was very, very strong on immigration, illegal immigration, and impact it has had on Arizona. They put in a very, very tough e-verify system telling businesses that you have to make sure that when you hire somebody that they are citizens. And, boy, it has made a huge difference in Arizona. The problem is that some of those individuals have fled to other states, including ours. And I think an e-verify system would be incredibly important. It's probably the only piece of legislation outside of following the laws that we have here in this country. Let's get a good, solid e-verify system so that we can change the way that we track and follow the process here.
As you continue with what will now be an election process for you as against being appointed, knowing that 25% of the population is Hispanic in the Silver State legal population,
right.
And that they are becoming much more of a voting force, do you have any concerns that your stands will push away those voters?
Actually, Sam, I've had a lot of positive feedback from the Hispanic community on the fact that those who go through the process and do it legally are frustrated by those who don't. And there's a large portion of them that believe in doing it the right way, have the values of doing it the right way, and know that those that aren't following the letter of the law and aren't here legally are making it more difficult for them. So I would have to say that a lot of the feedback that I get is very positive from the Hispanic community because they are so frustrated with all the illegal immigration that's occurring.
Senator, I want to get back to this void in congressional district too.
Okay.
The way this election is being run was set in motion by a decision by Carson City Judge James Russell. In making his decision, he didn't disclose that he had a small mining claim with Republican candidate Mark Amity, nor that they were former law partners. Do you think Judge Russell should have recused himself from making that decision?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. All I can tell you is that I know Judge Russell very well, and I have found his integrity to be spotless, literally spotless. Very, very good guy. Under these circumstances, I was as surprised as anybody else when I read this information that they had some business dealings together. I think the claim was that they were deciding on process. They weren't deciding on candidates at that time, and I think that for that reason, Russell decided he didn't need to recuse himself from the process. But in this day and age, I think everything, every little thing needs to come forward. I even think he could have disclosed the relationship and still made the ruling. And I would love to have seen that, but unfortunately, it happened a different way.
Well, when he later disclosed, that was the reaction, like a $500 mining claim, so what? But now that he, you know, so
I think that if he'd have disclosed early, he could have still ruled on the case. I wish he would have done that. But again, you know, I know Judge Russell, and I've known him to be a man of integrity. And if he overlooked that, I just wish he hadn't. I just wish he would have disclosed.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Heller when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
More and more people in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. As you're probably well aware, I've been advocating on behalf of the cause of autism and the families who have children that suffer from autism for a long time. And when the Combating Autism Reauthorization Act came up, a lot of us were requested to call your office and Senator Reid's office in regard to this. And I was pleased, actually, that I got a relatively personal letter from your office discussing in detail what's going on. I guess right now, as my understanding is, the bill is in Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Do you have any thought on or knowledge of when it's going to come out of there? And bottom line is, how do you intend to vote? Because when this bill first passed,
right,
it passed with 100% of the United States Senate in support,
right,
of this. And since then, the incidence of this disease has only gotten worse.
Right. No, this affects me personally, this particular issue. My brother's daughter was just diagnosed with autism. So, we have obviously family discussions on this. I don't know in this particular bill what it'll look like coming out of committee. Obviously, I'll follow it very closely because it's personal and having had personal impact in my life, my family's life, we'll be watching it very closely. I never commit until I actually see the bill when it comes out of committee and actually gets to the floor so I can actually read it first. You know, some of us do attempt to do that when bills hit the floor, but obviously I'll look favorable upon it. I just want to see the final results of what it is.
What is there that might concern you, or is it just something that gets slipped in there?
Cost. I mean, with this economy, with the trillions of dollars that we have in debt, if there's a pay for it, I just want to make sure that it's paid for, that there's a way of funding for it. If it's just going to be another deficit spending, that's what I get concerned with. With this economy, with the job situation that we have in this state, with the increase in unemployment we just saw last week, these are very, very tough times. I don't have a problem with the issue, or don't have a problem with the bill, just want to make sure it's paid for, that we just aren't adding it to more deficit spending here in this country. I think it's a critical issue. I think it's an important issue. Just want to make sure that that these kind of bills are paid for.
Just one last thought on this, which is that the concern of the autism community is that it's not just now, but what happens when the parents of these autistic children pass on? Who's going to take care of these kids if we don't help to fund the research and taking care of these kids
now? No disagreement here, Sam. No disagreement. And it's a critical issue. And as more and more of these children are in this situation, it becomes bigger and bigger. So anyway, we're going to watch it closely and see if there's something that we can do about this.
Senator, of course, your opponent in this senatorial race is Congresswoman Shelley Berkley from Las Vegas. There used to be another Democrat in the race, Byron Giorgio. He has since dropped out. Your thoughts on Byron Giorgio dropping out of this Senate race?
Well, first of all, I never met him, you know, so I don't have a lot of personal contact, so wouldn't have anything to say as far as that's concerned. I don't care. You know, I don't care whether he's in the race or out of the race. Shelley's in the race, out of the race. You know, we have a tough race in front of us. It's going to be a tough race. And, you know, I know that there'll be people on the other side. I know that Senator Reid wants to keep his majority and wants to keep his leadership post, so he's going to do everything he can to try to help whoever the opponent is. So I know I have my hands full. Doesn't matter who my opponent is. I have a lot of work to do over the next 14, 15 months, and frankly, am up to the challenge.
It was fairly well known that your relationship with Senator Ensign wasn't that great. What's your relationship like now with Senator Reid?
Well, first of all and foremost, I think it's in the best interest of Nevada that the two of us work together. We're going to disagree a lot, and we do disagree a lot. We don't have a that little compact that they had.
Non-aggression
pact. We don't have that because I want to agree to disagree. I want to be able to say publicly that I disagree if he moves forward a piece of legislation. That doesn't mean we can't work together. And I think it's in Nevada's best interest. I think it's in both of our best interests for this state that we work hard together and try to find areas that we agree on. And we'll continue to do so, and I think he feels the same way.
How much do you think this race is going to cost for you to mount?
I don't know. I'm guessing
$10 to $12 million.
Mm-hmm. I've heard her say $27 million. So, you know, it's it's a huge range. Keep in mind that the Reid Engel race was a $52 million race here in Nevada,
and that was without the third party money.
That's without third party money. Yeah, which may have been again 50% more than what was spent by the two candidates.
You are very well known and very popular in your former congressional district, which includes a sliver of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Shelley Berkley is incredibly popular and
has
been reelected many times in her district, which is overwhelmingly Democratic.
Right.
What do you have to do, considering the positions you've taken since you were a congressman and now a senator that have been very conservative, to draw on any kind of liberal support in Southern Nevada?
Well, first of all, I believe the policies that I have supported is good for the whole state. Like you said, I probably represented 90% of the district in my own congressional district. The other 10% just happens to have 2 million people to live in it. But the bottom line is, I think at the end of the day, when they look at my voting record of lower taxes, smaller government, reasonable regulation, someone who believes in capitalism and free markets is what's going to play in Southern Nevada as well as anywhere else in the state. We're going to have to spend a lot of time down there. I plan on spending a lot of time down there working this hard. But I think at the end of the day, our message, this is a race that is going to be easily defined. You know, we couldn't be further apart. I mean, if you're pro Pelosi, pro Obama, you know, you're going to be right there with her. If you want someone more conservative than that, with pro jobs, pro economy, wants to turn things around, you're going to be voting my way. So,
well, and she's currently on a jobs tour. So, I mean, it's not like she's voting or fighting against jobs.
Well, you can say that. I mean, take a look at the cap and trade bill. You know, that cap and trade bill, you were told your district's going to lose 5,000 jobs if you vote for it. You were told by economists that your district, in her district, was going to lose 5,000 jobs if you vote for it, and she votes for it anyway. That's not much of a jobs agenda there. She can go around and talk about how she's for jobs, everybody's for jobs, but your voting record is going to speak a lot louder than your little speaking tours.
Well, we appreciate your first visit back on as Senator, and
great to
look
be
forward
here.
To many more. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
You're too sexy in those glasses. Too sexy in those glasses. Too sexy, yeah.
Your glasses. You really do look good. You're fogging up my lenses.
Find the look that works for you with Eyemaster selection, service, and prices. Now, buy one complete pair of eyeglasses and get the second pair free. Any frames, any lenses. Eyemasters.
That works.
Tired of fussing with giant pasta pots, strainers, stirring, and testing just for a plate of pasta?
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with Pasta Boat, the amazing new 5-in-1 pasta cooker that serves perfect pasta without the hassle. Just put in the pasta, add water to the serving line, and pop it in the microwave. When finished, place on the strainer lid, drain out the water, and you're ready to serve. Pasta Boat uses the microwave to instantly heat and keep the water at the perfect cooking temperature. These portion handles even help you measure the spaghetti. Add this handy steam rack and enjoy the tenderest baked potatoes or healthy vegetables.
Your Pasta Boat order includes the strainer lid, measuring handles, a steamer rack, even a fast and easy recipe book for just $10. But wait, call now and we'll double your order. And that's not all. We'll send you this amazing food chopper. Just pay separate processing and handling. You get it all, a whopping $50 value for just $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-894-2721. But call now. We're giving away a bonus pasta boat and chopper with all of today's orders. So call 1-800-894-2721. Call now.
This can't be happening.
This can't be happening.
Of course it's not happening.
Armored car.
Listen, having money isn't about luck. Make your own coffee, save $1,000 a year. Feed me.
Feed the pig.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Also, while you're on our website, check out our blogs with Josh Hicks and Samantha Stone and also Randy Thompson. Also, check out Nevada News Channel with great stories there.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is former Congresswoman Dina Titus of Las Vegas.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.